Greetings for Author Talk. This is J. Douglas Barker. The book is titled Miles from Home, The Journey of a Lifetime, an autobiography by my guest author, Philip L. Woods, who joins me from Florida in the United States. Welcome, sir, to the program.
Thank you.
Glad to be here. This is a fascinating book, 310 pages. When you say it's a journey of a lifetime, how long did it take you? And share the premise of your book. What is this about?
Well, the book is about my life. It started out, it took me 23 years to actually write the book. I grew up very poor and was sent to live with my grandfather, who was 68 years old, batching by himself, and I was 11-year-old bedwetter. I didn't want a 68-year-old man to live with, and he didn't want an 11-year-old bedwetter. So anyway, we were stuck with each other. It was a very, very lonely time in my life. I ended up, all I wanted was somebody to love me. And ultimately, as I grew, I did end up getting married and finding somebody to love me. And I got to live the American dream. I started out poor, and I ended up now I'm living pretty well and very happy. So my life has taken some very good turns. I have some political views, and after I retired, I decided to walk across America. So I walked from east to west, from London Town, Maryland, to San Francisco and across the Golden Gate Bridge, and invited America to walk with me.
And when you say walked across America, you're not talking about taking a casual stroll here and there. You actually physically started in one place and didn't stop until you got to the other side. Is that an accurate description of your journey?
Well, that is almost an accurate description. I started out, and I did not finish straight through. I had to stop for business reasons, funerals, graduations, weddings, and stuff like that, and family stuff. And at the time, I was still working a little bit, so I would have to take a little time off. So it actually over a two-year period, but I walked every step of the way. I did not miss one single step.
And were you a teenager when this was taking place, or a little older?
I was 66 years old when I started from east to west. And so then as I went north to south, I was 72 years old when I made the journey from Canada to Key West, Florida. Yes, and I took every step of the way.
For the benefit of my listeners and for me as a person who is aging, how did you have the energy and the strength to begin the journey and to maintain that pace to get it done?
Well, I think determination. I was concerned and still am concerned about the things that are happening in our country. And I wanted to see how other people in the United States felt and see if they felt the same way I did. I felt like the United States needs a lot of repair, and we need to begin to have some different thoughts. And so as I started out, I talked to people, and I found that a lot of people are felt exactly like I felt, that our leaders were not really taking us in the right direction, and we're not really addressing the problems of our time. And so I just felt like we needed a lot of reform in this country. I still feel that way. I feel like we need a lot of reform. We need political reform. We need educational reform. I would like to see our colleges teach our children how to make our system better, not how to beat our system. It seems to me like our kids are being taught how to beat the system.
Yes.
And a system will not stand if that is continues on.
Sure.
Just different reforms, and I was
now you're
really enlightened by people that I met that encouraged me to go on, and
did you
inspired Did you have people I met along the way inspired me.
Did you have sponsorship? I mean, this is this not only is a strenuous activity that you engaged in, but also a costly endeavor. Did you have sponsorship? Did you have people that that knew of your journey and followed you on your trip, or how was that possible?
Well, I did not have sponsorship. The reason I didn't have sponsorship, I wasn't sure I could make it myself. After about 200 miles, we were in a motel room in Winchester, Virginia, and I asked my wife, I said, "You think we can do this?" And she said, "Well, I know we can." So from that, we continued on and never, ever looked back. There was never a doubt. There was never a day that I would wish I was someplace else, or that never a day that I didn't feel like I could do it, you know.
You had a rather, you mentioned earlier that you had a very difficult start in life. Your family was, by some standards, considered dysfunctional. Your dad was an alcoholic. Am I correct in sharing that story?
Yes, that is correct. My father was a very bad alcoholic. Actually, he passed away at age 47 from cirrhosis of the liver.
Incredible.
Died in the back seat of a sheriff's car on the way to the hospital. So,
and your family heritage, though, is from England. Your name Woods is an English name, English history. And do you have you gone back into your history? How far back does your family go as far as its residence in the United States or North America?
Well, I can't really say for sure. I think some of my, on the Woods side of my family, I think some of my people fought with George Rogers Clark. They came down the Ohio River, and I think my great-great-great-grandfather found a woman in Louisville. They actually established Louisville, Kentucky, wintered there. So I'm thinking that maybe I'm a descendant of James S. Woods, who was the left-hand man of George Rogers Clark. I think they fought Indians back in that time through Indiana, and that's, of course, where I'm from.
Yes, that's incredible. You have shared your story, your journey across the country, 310 pages. What do you think is going to be the most astounding or exciting part of that journey that you've shared?
Well, I think, number one, if there's a lot of alcoholism in the world, and I was just one of those that did it, but I think a lot of people can relate to the alcohol part of my story. But I think the major part that everyone's going to love or dislike or not like is my political views. And I stand by those and will defend that and with anyone, and it's fun. So
yeah,
I'm proud to be an American. I love America, and we're very lucky to be free. A lot of people have died to keep us free, and I honor those people.
Your book, there are some underlying themes, of course. There's the obvious warning about the dangers of alcohol and how it impacts a family, but also the inspiration of your journey. Which, is there another story or underlying theme that you wanted to share as you began telling your tale?
Well, I think that all of the people have a lot to give, and everybody counts. Everybody's important. It would be really great if everyone wrote their own story. That's how history is recorded for your families. And I encourage everyone to participate in letting everybody know who you are. And also, I really like people being active and busy and taking part and controlling your future. I think that's very, very important. And have fun along the way. Don't be afraid to laugh or joke. I do. I have a lot of fun. I'm a jokester. And when you're out of the way, I think life just seems easier.
I think you're right. You have titled it Miles from Home. Why that title? What is the significance of the Miles from Home?
Well, it just never seemed like I had a home. You know, I was always away from home. And I actually didn't have running water until I was 16 years old. So, that story in itself. There are a lot of people who have hardships just as hard as mine, but they haven't written. And on their behalf, I've written it. So hope everybody who gets my book, and everybody should read my book, by the way. And once you read it, if you don't like it, let me know. If you do like it, let me know. You know, I love to hear from people. So,
well, Phil, how long did it take you to complete your task of sharing your story, the 310 pages, and was it taken from notes that you had or just from memory?
Well, basically from memory. I had a few notes, not very many, my memory is pretty good. I believe every word that I've written. It's true to the best of my knowledge. And I'm a very knowledgeable person. So.
And how long did it take you, Phil? How long did it take to write your book, to complete it?
Well, I started 23 years ago.
Oh boy!
And I would write a little bit, and my story was so damn sad. I mean, you have to relive it. I mean, when you write it, you relive it. So. I would begin to shed tears, and I'd have to throw it back against the wall and let it go for a while, and then I'd come back at it. So I took, 10 or 15 hitches at it and finally got through the tough part. Once I got through my youth, it became easier to write. And then at the end of the book, after my walk, the book was actually pretty easy, and it didn't take me very long. I would say probably
6 months to a year. How long did it take you to, how long ago did you do the journey from Canada to the southern part of the United States?
Okay, well, I'm 77 today, okay. And I was 72 when I went from Canada to Key West.
Absolutely amazing. This is a fascinating story that you have shared, and not only your life story, but also the other inspiring thoughts. And just the fact that you began a journey of this size is, to me, just almost fictional. But I believe you. I believe you actually did this in real life. So thanks for sharing that story. Were there challenges in getting this completed?
Not so much. I've gotten help from different people on that, and help from my publicist. So, not really. A little bit expensive, but I got the help that I needed. I feel like, and we've put out a really good book that is very readable, and hope people enjoy reading my book.
Would you also call it besides an autobiography, an adventure tale?
Yes, I would. It definitely. My life has been an adventure. My life's been full of failures. I certainly haven't had success all my life. I've had. I would consider myself probably an entrepreneur with entrepreneurial spirit. I've explained in the book that I've had a lot of failures. Not all of my stuff I touch is successful, so don't be afraid of failures. Get your butt back up and dig back in again,
Right. Some great advice. The title of the book again is Miles from Home: The Journey of a Lifetime, an autobiography by my author guest Philip L. Woods, who has joined me from Florida. Philip, where do I get copies of your book?
You can get copies of my book from anywhere, Amazon. You can even order it from me if you want to. But Barnes & Noble, Google, all the places, and it's out in all forms. I mean, it's electronically, paperback, hardback. I'm getting a lot of great reviews off of the book. I will say that. I'm impressed with all the great reviews I'm getting. So I would encourage people to take a serious look at the book and let me hear from them.
You also have a website or two. Would that be, are they active currently?
Yes, it is. That is currently, we're continually improving it. It's a relatively new website, but I like it a lot. I think I have a very good website. I encourage my people to go to philiplwoods.com, and you'll find me there.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing your time with me today, and congratulations on what I think is an incredible achievement. Traversing the United States north, south, east, and west on foot. I am still amazed by that, and honored that you took time to visit with me and share your story.
Well, thank you very much for listening to me, I wish you all the success in the world, and all the people who buy my book, I would hope that they would let me hear from them. Give me a review. Let everybody review my book.
Great idea. Thank you, sir, for joining me again today for Author Talk. This is J. Douglas Barker.